It is time now to take five for your community, and this morning I'm very happy to be joined by Amy Marley with the Lawrence County Health Department. We are talking car seat safety this morning. Amy, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, I appreciate you coming out here and talking about this. Very important. I don't think anybody would argue the importance of it, but I think there are some things that we get wrong, and I'm sure you'll correct me on this. I think most people think, okay, I need a child car seat, but they're all the same.
But that's incorrect.
That's incorrect. Okay. Okay, so what is it we should be looking for?
One of the major misconceptions, I think, with car seats is that any seat will work.
Right.
And that is not the case. Car seats actually have an expiration date, so that is something that you need to check. I think we find in this area a lot of car seats are sometimes purchased through garage sales, or mm-hmm. they're passed down from one another, and they're missing the labeling off the side of them.
Okay.
If you have a car seat that you've gotten secondhand that does not have a label on it, you should not be using it. We cannot verify an expiration date at that point. You don't know the history of the car seat. Typically, if a car seat has been involved in a motor vehicle accident, it should be replaced.
Okay.
Even if it's just a slight accident, you don't know what shifting may have happened inside the car and could have damaged the actual effectiveness of that seat.
So it's a good idea to avoid any secondhand car seat because you just don't know.
It is.
Do we have an idea what the usual expiration date is on a car?
Typically 5 years.
Five years. Okay. Yes. You were telling me that the laws are going to change as far as what? Forward facing as opposed to...
It is.
Okay.
January 1st, legislation has changed. January 1st of 2019, anyone under the age of 2 will be required to be in a rear-facing car seat. Currently now, typically at 1 year of age, you can transition your child to a forward-facing seat, but mm-hmm. they have proven that it is more safe for a child to be in a rear-facing seat for as long as possible.
Right.
So typically, you want to make sure that you're not exceeding weight and height limits according to the seat. But even after the age of 2, if you have a small child, it's best to keep them rear-facing for as long as possible. And the thing with a rear-facing seat that you want to make sure that you're not doing is that you're not placing them in front of an active airbag.
Oh, okay.
Because if an airbag deploys, sure. and you have a rear-facing seat, you're going to shove that seat.
Right.
So that's, you know, there's just a lot of different things with car seats that I think that a lot of us take for granted.
Right. So how long should we have the kids in the seats? Because I think if we think, okay, once they're past toddler's age, they're fine. And how long should they be in a car seat?
Typically, children have to be in some type of safety restraint from the age of birth until 8 years of age.
Until 8. Okay.
They are required to be in the back seat until the age of 12.
Okay. So everybody at the health department, you've done a lot of car seats. I guess there's, you know... You found that a lot of people have difficulties. These things are not easy to, strap in, put together.
No, they're not. They're not. We actually have 4 certified passenger safety technicians on staff at the health department at this point. And anyone is welcome to come out at any given point in time, and we will check the installation of your seat, make sure that they're in the correct seat, make sure the seat is safe and effective. We have had a large donation from the Lawrence County Sheriff's Department, and we've also partnered with a state agency, which is going to enable us to do the clinic that we're doing, where we have numerous car seats that we are able to exchange at no cost to participants that want to come out and let us check and then do the installation.
Okay, and they can schedule this anytime?
They can just show up, yes.
Okay.
Yes. You can walk in.
And is there a number they can call or get a hold of you to get more information on, you know, maybe they have questions about these
seats?
Sure
can. They can call us at the health department at 618-943-3302. We are also going to be at Walmart parking lot on September 29th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we will be actually holding a safety installation clinic.
Okay. And again, that's on the 29th.
The 29th of September at Walmart parking lot.
All right. There you are. She is Amy Marley with the Lawrence County Health Department. Amy, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.